all we did was praise Gen Z. From the years of 2017 to 2021, we were like, they're gonna save the world. They're so awesome. We love them so much. Nobody was ever saying millennials were gonna save the world. Everyone hated us. The first time the full millennial generation was defined was like in 2012 when Time Magazine came out and used it to complain about us and talked about how much we suck. We never had that moment where everybody thought that we were awesome. We were always just like a pain in everybody's ass. But we broke the cycle with you guys, with Gen Z. We broke the cycle. We're like, these kids are awesome. We love them so much. They're gonna save the world. And then you turned around and were like, we don't like the way you part your hair and your jeans suck. It was so confusing. I do not get it. It never made sense to me because I don't remember ever coming after Gen X this way. I thought Gen X was awesome growing up. Most of the people in my career that I want to emulate are Gen X. I remember maybe one time 10 years ago, there was this big influx to Twitter. And I remember being like, oh, you can tell somebody's over 40 because they use two spaces after a period. That's maybe it. We loved Gen Z. And you still came after us and you came after us again. People say one thing about the way some of you might look at us. And now it's a whole thing. All the millennials that I knew, my entire internet for like all of 2017 through 2021 was just praising this generation and how excited we were for the future. And it really does bum me out. I think it's tragic. I think it's tragic we've ended up in this place. What happened? Is it because Gen X were their parents? Is that it? Am I gonna end up in a fight with Gen X again? Gen X, did you do this? This right here is how millennials were introduced to society. Me generation. Millennials are lazy, entitled narcissists who still live with their parents. Why they'll save us all. Okay, wait. I take it back. Apparently there was a time where they did think that we were gonna save everybody. I actually do think in a way millennials might save us all, speaking in generalizations, that we might be the only generation that's still holding strong to like whimsy and fun and joy. When people say like, oh, millennials look so young, not me. I'm not trying to say I look so young. I think it's an energy thing. I think millennials have a really, really like youthful, joyous energy. I do not wanna lose that as a generation. Please don't let us lose that. I know I'm gonna have somebody come in here and tell me I'm too old to wear a Powerline shirt or that I shouldn't wear my hat backwards anymore because there's some weird sort of policing over having fun or having joy in life, and I do not get it. Can somebody explain to me why you all think that there's an expiration on a personality? What's right and what's cool and what's not? And it's like, just be yourself, be authentic, and do not let other people tell you who you should be. And that, I feel, is how we can just get through this world and this life that we're in right now. And it certainly isn't by fighting with the other side. So Gen Z, I still love you. Part of me almost feels like it's all a big conspiracy to pit our generations against each other. I don't think there's a generation that has more in common with each other than Gen Z and millennials. We should be like, let's be friends, be cringe with us. Come on, it's cool.